Ezekiel 19, take up a lamentation for the princes of Israel. Well, in the last years of the state of Judah, before Zedekiah was taken away into Babylon and the temple was burnt and the city was burnt by the Babylonians, there was a whole series of rulers that had ruled in Judah just very briefly. And this is a lamentation for them, and yet I think it's a kind of an appeal to those young men, they were mainly young men, to not be as their brothers, to not be as their relatives or as their fathers, but to repent. What was your mother? A lioness. She couched among lions. In the midst of the young lions, she nourished her cubs. Well, this could talk about the literal mother of a lot of those young men, who was a woman called Hamutal. And it's as if she was absolutely blown away with the idea that my sons will be the independent kings of Judah. Instead of recognizing, as Jeremiah kept preaching, that no, submit to the Babylonians, admit that you've sinned and accept that we've got to wear the yoke of Babylon for a period. You remember how Jeremiah used to go around wearing a yoke and saying, look, just submit to Babylon, recognize that you've sinned and that we deserve this punishment and God will revive us in the end. Well, she brought up one of her cubs and he became a young lion and learned to catch the prey. I think the reference is to Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, who was taken captive eventually into Egypt. And we're told that he devoured men. He was aggressive. Maybe his mother had brought him up to be like that, that, oh, you're the mighty king. Well, no, he wasn't. The nations heard of him. He was caught in their pit and they brought him with hooks to the land of Egypt. Well, that's just what happened, as you read in the book of the Second of Kings. Now, when she saw that she had waited and her hope was lost, she took another of her cubs and made him a young lion. This could be Jehoiachin, it could be Zedekiah. They were both taken away into Babylon. But the stress is on their mother. They were raised in this way by their mother, who wanted to have her sons to be the ones in absolute power. And it ended up with both of them going into captivity. So it can be for young people that you're raised in a certain way, with maybe expectations on you that you will become powerful and wealthy and successful. But then you become a Christian and you don't want all that stuff. You simply want to serve God. He went up and down among the lions. He became a young lion and he learned to catch the prey. He devoured men, so he didn't learn from the mistakes of his brother who was taken off into Egypt for that sort of behavior. He knew their palaces and laid waste their cities, and the land was desolate and its fullness. I think the idea is that the land of Judah was made desolate because of this young lion, because of his arrogance, because God judged it and therefore made the land desolate because of him. Then the nations set against him on every side from the provinces. They spread their net over him. He was caught in their pit. So Babylon was the empire to which they all were supposed to belong, and yet they wanted to be independent because their mother had brought them up like that. But they put him in a cage with hooks and brought him to the king of Babylon. They brought him into strongholds that his voice should no more be heard on the mountains of Israel. Your mother was like a vine in a vineyard planted by the waters. It was fruitful and full of branches. Well, I think the idea is that, well, this is what could have been if eventually they had repented and accepted God's message that I will one day revive you, but they wanted it right now. And they didn't want to accept they'd sinned. It had strong rods for the scepters of those who bore rule. Their height was exalted among the thick boughs, and they were seen in their height with the multitude of their branches. Well, God had said in chapter 17 that I will eventually revive you and make you a lovely, strong vine, and the nations will come to your boughs, as if that is the kingdom of God. But no, they wanted that now. They didn't want to wait for the restoration, and so they were punished. But it was plucked up in fury. It was cast down to the ground, and the east wind, I think that's the Babylonian invasion from the east or from the northeast, and the east wind dried up its fruit. Its strong rods were broken off and withered. The fire consumed them, just as the fire of the Babylonians burnt the temple, burnt Jerusalem. Now it is planted in the wilderness, in Babylon, in a dry and thirsty land, spiritually. Fire has gone out of the rods of its branches. It has devoured its fruit, so that there is in it no strong rod to be a scepter to rule. The royal family came to nothing. The strong rods, the princes, came to nothing. And as God said in Ezekiel 23, he was going to overturn the kingdom because the princes had been so wicked. It would be overturned until he come whose right it is, and I will give it him. And that person eventually is the Lord Jesus, who will re-establish the kingdom of God as it was once on the earth in the form of the kingdom of Israel. He will re-establish it, but in a far more grand and glorious way.